Yo, what's up, Ellie? It's Snoke here. Just wanted to give a little voice message on the pod. I'm going to go, let's go, Bucks. I think the Bengals will beat the Rams on Sunday. 45-35. It's going to be a good game. Better watch out. Out of this tier episode, Ellie. I'll see you guys later. Noke out.
Welcome to another episode of the Ellie Horror Sports Podcast. For your, don't have to be a book here. I want to show myself. We got Howie Horn. How you doing?
Always great to be here.
So I got Howie Horn. How you doing? No, if you're a little lost, we're very sorry. The Rams won. Sorry about that also. So, Howie. Who do you think should have won Super Bowl MVP? Cooper Kupp won it. He had 39 yards.
Well, so I believe that should have gone to someone on the Rams defense. I think Aaron Donald made really some important plays down the stretch. The defense sacked Burrow so many times. So I would give it to Aaron Donald.
Yeah, AD, he deserves the ring. Ramsey does. I think he deserves the ring the most. OBJ. His dad helped him get out of Cleveland. Now he gets to play the SoCon. He's around. He's going to be re-signed by the Rams.
Yeah, you know, you sort of wonder how much does it hurt to be Baker Mayfield and watching that, right? Knowing that you have you were the most talented wide receiver.
It doesn't matter. It turns out he wasn't throwing it to him, so.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield is terrible, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
even if he was throwing it to him, he is terrible.
You know, Baker Mayfield will be able to do those progressive at-home commercials the rest of his career, particularly during the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. So, he's going to be golfing every year for his career. The best round quarterback of all time. He actually won two games. So, I think Eli Apple, what a game. Eli Apple, yeah, I don't know what to say about you, Harry. Eli Apple. So, guys, I want to see him overall next year,
Ocho. Well, you know, Eli Apple has been involved in some really famous losses, and it was pretty incredible when you think about that. Oh, this guy is going to win a Super Bowl. And now, not only did he not win a Super Bowl,
he lost
a Super Bowl, right? He lost a Super Bowl. Eli Apple talked a lot of smack after beating the Chiefs, and they were ready to tweet at him. Who was your favorite tweet back at Eli Apple?
I like Cardi B's picture. I like Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown, Apple. I think I got a good Civil Cold Hard one now.
You sort of wonder, can Eli Apple come back from it? He always has a job. The man always gets a job in the NFL. But is this the end? Is no team going to be willing to trust him?
The worst overall in Madden history was the 40 overall. Not anymore. Now it's -99 for Eli Apple.
You wonder, is Eli Apple really bad, or
is he horrible?
Is he just really bad when everyone is watching?
Well, we'll see, because no one's going to want to watch the Bengals, no one's going to watch Eli Apple anymore. So, if he would have done better if he wasn't talking to smack in the Rams.
Well, I just want to sort of just remind listeners of the podcast. Well, we're talking about Eli Apple. But it is not the Eli Foreman Sports Podcast. It is the Ellie Foreman.
Don't think I'm Eli Apple. I'm better than him.
Yeah. Definitely in one coverage, you're better than him.
Oh, yeah. All that corner went crazy.
But yeah. Congratulations to the Rams. Hope the Bucks make it to Arizona next year.
Yeah. You can listen to the No Force podcast and his prediction how he got it very, very wrong. Anchor, all rights reserved.